Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Miss P.
And this is Miss C.
And this is the Intune Show. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. So tonight is going to be so much fun. We're going to have Miss Patty Hurst on in a few. But we just have a few things that we wanted to talk about that has been going crazy in our minds and in our hearts and in our souls.
Yes.
Since this whole week, Missy, I mean, it's been really, really crazy. You want to kind of fill them in on that?
Okay. Let's talk about the whole baby thing. Baby outside, snowing, no shoes, no clothes, dirty diaper. It was on Media Takeout. It was on WorldStar. It's on YouTube. Now, why they haven't found the parents? This is what I want to know. They got video footage. They got houses, numbers. Let's find these parents because they need to get executed for that.
You are not lying. Exactly. When I saw the video, I was like, what the? You know, that's all you could really say. Like, is this real? Is this really real right now? Is this actually happening in front of my own two human eyes? Like,
eyes and senses,
amazing.
Right? All the five senses, use, touch. It's crazy, and it broke my heart. Like, I watched it, and I had to really watch it again and rewind it. I just can't believe these guys are driving around cursing. Oh, shit. And I'm just like, are you serious? They didn't bother to stop. This little boy looked like he was lost. He must have ran out the house and was just wanting to play probably with the snow. You know, kids are infatuated with the snow. But they didn't bother to stop. They record it, and they just drive by. They're just as guilty as the parents.
Exactly, because anybody that has a soul, a heart, or just compassion at all would have stopped to figure out what the heck was going on and why was a pampered baby just running out in a blizzard, you know, that's crazy to me. I mean, honestly, we're going to have to keep our ears to the ground for that because I really want to know what the outcome really is with the parents in that whole situation because they need to be, like, staked and set on fire for that one. Okay, moving right along to the next topic. What about that rap, Missy? Can you kind of fill us in on that?
You know, I was looking for my zapper. I'm going to start bringing my zapper on the subway. So if I see any, it's getting zapped on site because I keep one of those for bad reasons, you know, past previous reasons. But that rat was like a trained circus act. I just could not believe that it wasn't scared. It was like on crack and aerobics. What was that?
I mean, it looked like a trained animal. It was like one of those circus animals. You could not tell me that thing was not in one of those like circus things. You can't tell me that because the way that thing jumped up, for those who have seen the video, and if not, you can log on to Miss C page or you can log on to Intune's page. We have it posted, the baby in the snow, and we also have the rat jumping up on the homeless guy on our pages. Crazy. I mean, he leaps up so high, I thought this guy was a kangaroo. And all in my mind, I'm saying to myself, is like, okay, first of all, I'm pissed because I take that train. Second of all, I'm pissed because did he even pay his fare to get on the train?
Exactly. And I don't think the man that was sleeping paid, so they actually even, okay? I think he was trying to give him a hug, like, hey, we both hot, man.
Like, we're brothering together, you know, we're like in a cult of our own or whatever. But it was just crazy because people were still standing there. I mean, in my mind, I'm like, hold up. I would have been like breaking through the glass on a train while it was still going. With my heels trying to get through.
And I agree with you, Ms. P, because what is that they're just sitting watching it run back and forth like, are you kidding me right now? Like, no one jumped. No one was standing on a chair. They just let this thing run around their feet. Like, what was that about, Miss P, for real?
Oh, my goodness. I would have had six strokes back to back. That's all I need to say. And as Miss C stated, I will definitely be on any moving vehicle, even if I'm in your car. I'm carrying zapper because someone's going down quick. And I'm going to carry some mace, heavy-duty mace.
Yeah, I think those things could outdo the mace. It might lick it off and just really attack you, like full-fledged attack, like the man. But you see how he ran up the man's leg and really, like, was shake. You know how pit bulls, when they bite on something and they shake it up? It looked like a rat shaking up a homeless man, and he woke up in horror. It was like a horror scene for me. He was grabbing his chest, like, ready to die right there. And then the man is recording this. Come on. What was that about?
I mean, everyone who was on that train needs to seek professional help, get some meds, something, because I'm telling you right now, had it been me on that train, it would have been a horror scene there, because I'm telling you, after I would have woke up, they would have revived me, I would have fainted again and fell out, had 10 strokes and a heart attack. Because, like I said, that was a trained rat from the military. That's one of those rats that they be having, like, in a laboratory, and it got loose.
Exactly.
Experimental rat.
Mm-hmm. He was so okay with humans that it was incredible. And I didn't understand that. Like, he was everybody's friend, and nobody wanted to get up and move to the cart. They just watching. And this thing has diseases, like, they let in it. It was a clip where the guy's foot, I guess the one recording, it went under his foot. And he's like, oh, you know, are you kidding me? Like, you really kept your legs dangling so this rat could run through it? These people are just as nuts as the MTA, okay?
Oh, my goodness. And then the thing about it is, how much is our MetroCard now? Like, $100 and something
a month
now? And we have rats that have escaped and ate through a wall and fences, broke out of, like, Sing Sing, and attacking people on the trains. And we got to pay for that.
Oh, and you know what really, really grinds my gears is that it's just incredible. If I was riding that train, I would sue MTA, and I would say, now I have a phobia of train rides. I'm suing. I cannot be underground anymore. I'm damaged for life.
Exactly.
If I was that homeless man.
Mm-hmm. And I would have been getting Social Security disability, too, because
all of that.
Because that grinds my gears. It grinds my gears in the words of Peter Griffin. Okay?
Exactly. We love Peter. Go Peter. We are fans of Peter.
Peter Griffin, for those who don't know who Peter Griffin is, the Family Guy, hello, get with it. I have all of them on DVD. Okay? Stop playing.
And you know this. Look, I got to come over and watch them one day, because that thing will make the day anytime. Stewie, the little big-headed baby.
I'm telling you, you can never, ever get enough of Family Guy. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen in life.
They're like the new Simpsons times five. It's just crazy. They have sexual things. I'm like, what? Kids don't even get some of the subliminals they throw in there. Like, more for
adults. Please, kids these days? Missy, come on now. Kids these days, they probably know more than we do. Okay, they don't get some of the subliminals. They probably the first ones laughing in front of the TV. Like, ha, 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 that's right.
I agree with that, because I really could. It's some things that we're not up on these days. And, oh, you don't know what that is? Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to Google it.
Okay, and they looking at you like, you're stupid.
Right? I remember when I was that age, looking at a grown-up like, you're not on that. And now I'm the opposite. They be aging.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
Old age is settling in on us, guys. Okay, that's why we have to live each day to the fullest while we still have our extremities working. Okay?
Exactly. Even if I had no arms, I was still pimp it, okay? Pimp it with my legs. You got to live your life. No toes. Hey, wear gloves. I don't care. Show your hands off. I don't care. You got to live life.
Exactly.
To the fullest.
And that's what we really always going to try to, like, push out there all the time, just, like, living life to the fullest at all times.
Yeah.
Because why not? what's stopping you? You know, so just to go off the topic a little bit, Missy, I just wanted to also take the time to say much love to our Facebook family.
Of course.
Because they have really been supporting us from day one, and I really wanted to give them a shout out. So shout out to our Facebook family. We really appreciate the love, the comments, and the growth, the potential that we have to work with each other, network each other, to uplift each other is just really amazing. So thank you guys for all, you know, being part of the family.
Exactly. I agree, because that's a start, and I'm thankful for the dude, what is his name, that created Facebook, because without him, we you know, the MySpace, people are on MySpace, but it's just grown so immature. But now it's on another level because it has, like, the music. It's switched up, which is great. I guess they rolled with Facebook, you know, competition now. But it got to the level where it was just like, okay, you're seeing booty all over the place. They're advertising. Everything is sex, 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 sex. People want to network these days. It's not always about, you know, ASS. Come on. We're just
That's
trying to grow with the times, and we, you know, we want to share what we can do and make it happen.
Right, without using our body parts to always, you know, push that out there.
Maybe
you know, to get things
blue,
done.
But, you know,
you know, every here and there.
When you really need
you
got to
show a leg or a finger or something, you do it.
Exactly.
Totally.
Show like a freckle. Or a birthmark, something like that.
Like, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. You know, that's me showing
soul.
You my soul, okay?
We
you
also...
To...
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Missy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
no,
Missy.
No, no.
That's okay.
No, I just wanted to just bring it back to the baby thing. Just, I know this is like, wait. You know what that reminded me of? You know that commercial? Give it to me, baby. It was like,
That little baby.
I just really, it took me there. I just thought it was animated. I thought it was going to start dancing and doing a moonwalk. I could not believe that was real. Okay, Miss P, I just had to say that. Go, my love. Go, shout it out.
No, it's all good. That's what it's all about, getting it off your chest. And speaking of getting it off your chest, me and Miss C just wanted to extend that to you guys. Like, we all have our moments. We all have our days. We all have just like a brief second where we could just lose it. So what we're going to start implementing on the show is for you guys to call in and vent about anything, but in a respectful way, of course, you know. Just vent about your day, how it went, this and this and this and that, you know, because sometimes things occur where you're just like, oh, my God, you know. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything you guys want to, like, let off your chest, feel free to give us a call and, you know, let us know how you feel about it. You know, so
exactly.
That's a segment that we're going to start implementing. And it's like that's going to go through the whole time that we're on air. So you guys can feel free at any time to just call in.
Exactly.
We have a caller coming in. Caller, you on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller? Okay, so again, you know, you guys have to kind of be cautious about the dial-in number, because they give you some prompts to, you know, help you navigate to where you guys want to go, whether you want to just listen into the show or whether you want to talk to Missy or myself. You know, there's an option for that. So anyway, Missy, as we were saying, so we just have that implemented for you guys to just call in and just vent about anything. Also, we want to encourage promoters. We want to have you guys, you know, join our site, which is intuned.webs.com. Log in, create a profile, and, you know, just put in the About Me section about, you know, that you're a promoter, how you can be reached, et cetera, et cetera. That way, what we're basically trying to do with Intuned is just make it a networking system for everyone. So if you guys are not friends with each other on Facebook or MySpace or Twitter, you guys can link up on Intune and, you know, just kind of network and feed off each other's creativity, art, and promotions. So Intune is designed for another way for you guys to reach out to each other if you guys are not friends on Facebook, because as you guys see, they implemented so many security things now that is, like, scary. it's so much security on Facebook now that I feel like I need to go to see a judge to get an order of protection and an order to, like, use Facebook because they changed it up so much. We have a caller coming
more
in.
Users.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Miss. Caller, you on the air?
Hello?
Hey. Hello? I think I heard some.
Hello?
Okay.
This is Missy.
Caller,
Miss
you
anyone?
On the air?
Caller, you on the air? You on the air with Intune? This is Miss P. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Okay. Okay, so I guess what we're going to have to start doing, Miss C, is giving the callers a few minutes because I think that, hello, Miss C?
I'm here. I'm listening, Miss C.
Yeah, that the callers that are calling in, for some reason, I think it's a delay. This is what I'm hearing from callers.
Yeah.
So that's why we're not getting them right away. Whoever's trying to call in for the show, please call in again, and once you're connected to the show, Miss P, which is me, and Miss C will say you're on the air and just state your name, where you're calling from, and why you're calling, okay? Right now, we're waiting for Miss Patty Hurst to call in because, you know, we need to have her up on the scene interviewing her. Let's see. Caller, you on the air with Miss P? Who's calling?
Hey, Miss P, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good, and you?
Great.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I was just listening, and I was seeing that you guys are missing calls, but there is a big delay. I don't know if you guys are ahead, actually, or behind, but you guys have some type of delay going on. I just wanted to call in and shout out since you guys were getting all mixed up with the callers.
Okay.
Yay. Okay, how did you hear about the show?
I'm new to this, and I was just checking out online, and I ran across you two and started listening, and you guys cracked me up with grinding your gears and everything like that.
I
will come watch Family Guy with you two anytime you want me to.
Yay! What's your name?
My name's Freddie Lawrence.
Yay, Freddie. Did you find us on Facebook?
No, actually, I didn't. I'm starting my own show tonight at 9 o'clock, just to throw a little plug out there. But I just thought
Yay!
I would. But I wanted to listen to other people's show, too, and see what everybody was talking about and how everything went and stuff like that.
Cool.
And I like you girls are cool.
Oh, thank you so much. And so what's the name of your show so we could show support to you as well?
Yes.
It's just Freddie Lawrence. Or it might be under Freddie Lawrence and Friends or something. I don't know. Like I said, I literally just started a couple hours ago, so I'm trying to get everything figured out, but it'll happen.
People could log in.
We're with you.
Right. So, Freddie, people could log in under, can you just spell it out for us? That way we make sure that we have the right link to get to you.
So is it
under Freddie spelled?
I think it's just Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-Y, and the last name is Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Okay, so you
like
hear
Joey
that?
Lawrence.
We have Freddie Lawrence show that's starting tonight at 9 p.m., excuse me, and me and Miss C will be listening in and show support as well. We appreciate you giving
you
us a call.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about. Excuse my language. I don't know exactly what kind of viewers you guys have. But I don't know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. So I hope you guys call in and ask something.
Okay, Freddie, we appreciate your call. And we will be listening in on your show tonight.
And I will be listening to you girls every time that I see that you're on, for sure.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to continue listening right now. Love you, girls. Have a nice
love you, too.
Find us on
Facebook.
You can come first.
All right, bye.
Aww. Okay, bye.
Freddie is our dude. Freddie Lawrence.
Yeah, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is this Miss Patty Hurst?
Hello? Yes,
Patty?
Miss Patty Hurst. Yeah,
hey, Patty.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Huh? I'm doing fine.
How you feel today? Everybody, I'm sorry, Patty. I just wanted to introduce mm-hmm. you because we are interviewing Patty tonight. Patty Hearst is a yep. female rapper, an advocate. She's just so many things. She's a mom. She's a fighter. She's ahead yes, of the game yes. on a lot of different things. And I just wanted to introduce you properly, Patty. Patty Hearst,
right.
a family member to Intune, a family member to For Better. We're glad that you're with us tonight, Patty.
Thank you so much.
We're really glad that you're with us. So tell us, Patty,
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. But just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, basically, you did pretty good. I'm a mom, a rapper. I've been through a lot of stuff, and I try to help people that have been through similar things. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of social work studies, so I put that
hey,
with
Patty.
My rap.
Patty, where you from, Patty?
Yeah. I'm from Mount Vernon.
Oh, hey, Mount Vernon, Westchester County.
Yep, Westchester.
And
Yonkers is my second home. And Yonkers is my second
Absolutely.
Home, too. I can't forget Yonkers.
Yay,
y'all
baby.
Exactly.
What about the Bronx? What about the BX?
the BX in the house, too. I lived out there for a minute.
Yes.
I lived out there for a hot minute. Yeah.
That is a joke.
Like 3 months.
So, callers, listen, if you guys have any questions for Miss Patty Hearst, please call into the show now and ask whatever you guys want to ask. In the meantime, while we're waiting for that to happen, me and Miss C just going to, you know, just ask you a few questions so people can get familiar with you and know
okay.
how to contact you, where to look for your music and everything like that. So, Patty,
right.
I was listening to your song that you just, you know, put out there, Daddy Dearest, and
yeah.
I think it's an
huh.
awesome song. I think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's powerful. I think that a lot of women can be, you know,
mm-hmm.
relate to the words in your song. Can you just tell us a little bit about that song and what it meant to you to, you know, to write that song?
Yes, I was mostly venting, you know. I'm not really angry anymore. It is what it is. I mean, you know, the video, you know, speaks for itself. I tried so many times just to have a father in my life, but he's poison to me. He's like, he just straight up poison. It hurts, but I mean, hey, what can I do? You know?
Right. We have a caller that
All
wants
right.
to call in and talk to Miss Patty Hearst. Caller, you
hi,
on the air
hi.
With Miss P. State your name and where you from, please.
Hey, how you doing? Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that...
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi. Who's
this? Is you on the air? Can you state where you're from and your name, please?
My name is Flip. I'm from South Third.
Oh. All right, now. How are you?
Okay, Flip.
How y'all doing?
Good. All right, good.
You had a question for Miss Patty Hearst?
Yeah, like I listened to the track. I was listening to it on my people's Facebook and all that. Like I just wanted to ask you, like, what happened to it? Like it sound like it don't sound like it's put together. Like it sound like you're just talking. You saying some nice stuff there. You saying what you want to say, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I didn't follow the regular format of a rap song, but I mean, this is my expression. So, and I was rapping in it, so that's my rap song. Everybody tell me I always gotta put a hook, but I don't think I always gotta put a hook. As long as I get the point across. I mean, my delivery
right.
could have been a little better on it, but as long as the point across and people feel me,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Not for nothing, it's what the artist. To me, you could say, "Hey, you over there." It doesn't, you know, if that's what you want to put out. Hey, you have some followers.
Miss Patty Hearst is like a spoken word lyricist in a sense too.
Yeah, like
you know,
I
and
you
I think
like on some slam, you on a stage and you be putting your poetry because that's.
No,
what
I think I think that rap is poetry and poetry is rap, and that's how I combine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all my songs are not gonna be like that. Some of them are gonna follow the basic structure, but I mean that was just venting right there. I put it out to get a response, and you know, and you know, it only gets better. That's all I can say.
Right. That's so true.
Amen.
Flip, we thank you, and we appreciate you calling in with your opinion. All opinions are respected, and I appreciate you
coming across
in a respectful manner. So thank you for being in tune, and thanks for calling in. Thanks,
right.
Flip.
Have
no problem.
Bye. All right, you too.
Yeah, so Patty, so tell us more about what you do as far as like the community and, you know, your daughters and, you know, how your music is making an impact in your life and how you want it to impact others. You know, just give us a little, you know.
Well, as far as how it impacts me, sometimes I'll be in a mood and I'll write a rhyme and then I'll read it and it seems like I'm talking myself through something or out of something, out of doing something or whatever, so hopefully, my music really hasn't had a chance to impact too many people. Well, people that that did hear it, they do say it touches them sometimes. But I don't know. I mean, I hope that it touches a whole bunch of people and they relate because I'm just starting to really put it out there. But
absolutely.
You know, and you know, I mean, what I do in the community, I don't know. I try to help old ladies cross the street. You know what I'm saying? I try to help right now. This is only the beginning. I'm just trying to get everything together so I can hopefully start doing stuff. I actually want to. I want to have lectures in maybe like colleges or women's shelters and stuff. I wouldn't mind going hitting the streets and just, you know, trying to promote self-esteem and positivity, and you know, I wouldn't mind. But this is the beginning of everything. So.
Absolutely, and we applaud what you are doing. As first of all, as a black woman, I'm feeling you so much for that. As a mom,
right.
I'm feeling you so much for that. As a person with talent and ambitions and goals, I'm feeling you so much for that because that's me. I'm always pushing people, and I'm going to always push people for the positive and for the better, you know, and I only want to be surrounded by people that are like-minded like myself. So, Patty, I know it's the beginning, but we just want you to know, Missy and I, that For Better and In Tune is behind you 125%. So whatever we
can
do to work together... You know, whatever
it
is to, you know, to make it work, then this is what we're going to do, you know. This is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it together because that's the problem in society now. People are not willing to help their brethren, you know, because they're too scared, in my mind, to help somebody else because they're too scared
because
of being better or having more.
Exactly. And teams win,
you know.
When you work together, you need a team to win. You can't do it by yourself. Everybody needs somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, we work together.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah,
hello?
What's up?
Patty, can you hear me?
Yes.
Patty?
Hey. Yes.
You know,
I
definitely want to give up to the whole dad thing because me also growing up as a woman, not having a dad or even if, you know, your dad, like you say, he was poisoned, not around, it's a big downfall for us as a female because you do need that man, that dad, you know, the father figure, daddy's little girl. And I commend you for that because that affects us
so
as
much.
An adult. Hello, Patty?
Yes.
So I know it. Yes.
You're absolutely right about that.
So I know as a woman and being an adult, you know, the whole dad, we do get affected that way. And I'm glad you found an outlet as far as music to express that. And that song, you know, it's good to let it out, and you save it, and then you forget. It's like, okay, I let it out, and that's what I needed, and now I can go on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you could write a song like that, let it out, and show people, you know, a little piece of you and show people, hey, even though this happened to me and this is what it is, I'm still a strong woman, and I really salute you for that, Patty, because I know how that
so
is.
Much.
No daddy around and a bad daddy is a no daddy. So I salute you for that, lady, okay?
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
That.
So where could people go, Patty? I'm sorry, where could people go to, like, hear your music? You know, what's the social network that people could reach you on?
Oh, well, I have on my Facebook page, which is Patty Hearst 101. And Hearst is spelled H-E-A-R-S-E, and also my MySpace page. But what I'm going to end up doing really is just linking the MySpace page to the Facebook page just to have, like, a one-stop spot right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to put things on YouTube. It's going to be under Miss Patty Hearst, and then I guess whatever the name of the video is. But and I plan to do some videos, but right there, I understand what you're saying because I kind of rushed that, but I was like, you know, let me just put this out. Just to see how people feel it, you know what I'm saying, and the response has been positive, but, you know, I'm going to put some more videos out there. I'm going to really put all my all into it, my creativity into it, my time, my effort, and just try to make something happen. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. One last thing I just wanted to ask you, because one of the Intune members asked me to ask you this question. She asked, why did you choose that name, Patty Hearst?
Oh, Patty Hearst. Well, Patty Hearst is a old school revolutionary lady. She was kidnapped by a militant group, and I guess her story, I guess she said she was brainwashed or whatever, but I know that she ended up joining the group, and she robbed the bank with the group, and she demanded money from her father, who was a millionaire, a billionaire, and it seemed like she was with the group until she got free, and she said that she had been brainwashed, and I can just relate to her. I don't know. I don't know
right,
where I'm going to tie right now, but I can just relate to the struggle and the pressure, and, you know, I think she's just a commendable person, so.
Right, exactly. And I understand.
Big robbery kind of thing.
Right, so what's your future plans, Patty, as far as, like, are you going to be working with any artists? Are you going to be working with any of the better artists and stuff like that to collaborate on something? Who are you out there seeking to do something with?
Well, I would love to work with some for better artists. We haven't put any things in the works yet, but I am on a mixtape coming out January 28th with Brand Narcotics. It's coming out on January 28th, and I did a song on there with them, and I'm working on my own mixtape, and right now that's about it. I mean,
okay,
I would love to work
awesome.
With artists, but they have. Thank you. You know,
hey, Patty, that is awesome.
Up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Patty, I thought your Patty Hearst stand for the Hearst part was, you know, murdering MCs, dude. You know, the Hearst, the driving, R.I.P. That's Hot Miss C.
Of course.
Yeah, I thought that was Patty Hearst. You murdered the MCs. Right.
Well,
we have a caller coming
in. Listen. All right.
We have a caller coming in. Caller, you on the line with Miss P,
yeah.
Miss C, and Miss Patty Hearst. Your name and location, please.
This is Music King from the Bronx.
Hey, Music
yes,
King.
How
that's
are
my,
you?
That's my buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
What's up? I'm cool. I heard that little comment, you know, my dude made on the line. You know, I stand up for females like in hip hop because it's a male dominated game.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? And then, you know what I'm saying? In the game, they make it hard for females. There's like a high standard for females. You know what I'm saying? Either they looking at, they want to see a female with a fat ass, some big titties. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, it's a game to them when a female's in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at as real hip hop artists. You know what I'm saying? I feel that Miss Patty Hearst, she doesn't represent any of that. She brings something real to the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think
so
like
much.
In time, I think in time and over time, people going to see something in hip hop a little bit different with her.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel that needs to be seen. I feel that females need to be seen and taken more serious.
And you know what, too?
You know
sorry
saying?
To cut you off, Music
not,
King, but this should, Music King, sorry to cut you off, there shouldn't be any boundaries to what a song should be anyway. It should just be a feeling. You know, it doesn't have to have three verses and a hook, 15 bars each. You know, it's more your heart. But go ahead, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but let me just pause for a second.
Thank you for speaking up for me.
Yes, can I just point out for a second? Whoever has all that noise in the background, can they please stray away from that? We are live and it picks up everything.
Yes,
so
I'm
I can't
in a
really
dark,
hear
quiet
what
room.
People are saying without all the noise in the background. Okay, thank you guys.
I heard
now you can continue.
Yeah, I heard the track. I thought it was deep. I liked it, and it's a good message for the women. And that's what's needed.
Some guys don't have their father either. But I guess if a guy turns back into his son's life, he won't try to rule him so much because there's a testosterone level there and man respect man. But being that my father is a male and I'm a female, he came back. You know, he thought that he could throw his weight around, and that's not happening. So
absolutely.
I guess it is more for the women, but it can also be for the men, too, because sometimes, you know, they feel the same. Men have feelings, too. They just don't want to show it sometimes.
Creativity is creativity, no matter who's producing it. not everybody have that that open-mindedness to say, well, this is this and this is awesome. You know, even though it's not how is flow would normally flow on a rap.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter to me.
Exactly.
Creativity is a creativity.
Thank you.
And if
exactly.
that's the way you want to express yourself, then that's how you show you're different. Look at Drake. He don't really rap. He talks through his stuff, you know, but at the same time, everyone loves him. So what makes Patty so different, I don't see where the difference is besides her being a female and him being a male. So, Patty, by all means, I truly, truly adore you. I'm so blessed to have been connected to you. And I look forward to what's to come.
Huh?
And I look forward to what's to come. Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. So, guys, this is Patty Hearst again. You can find her on Facebook under Patty Hearst. You can find her on MySpace under Patty Hearst 101. She's also a family member for Intune and for Better Music. So she's always on the site showing love and answering blogs and doing her thing. So just stay tuned for her mixed album. Again, it's dropping when, Patty?
June 15th.
June 15th, 2011,
and
absolutely. Right, and we're looking forward to that.
And then you can also reach me with any more comments at PattyHearst101@yahoo.com. But, you know, just all
absolutely.
The comments. Don't hold back. Don't hold back.
Absolutely. And also, we're going to set up another time where Patty's going to come back on, and we're going to have some live footage going on. So, again, Patty, this is only the beginning. We really appreciate you. We adore you. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up, okay?
All right.
And know
thank
that
you.
We're here for you no matter what. Thanks so much for calling
thank
in
so
and
much.
Being a part of the show today. Okay.
And thank you for
bye,
having
Patty.
Me. Okay, bye, y'all. I'm going to call back and listen now, okay?
Okay,
All right, bye.
So, Miss C, we have another caller coming in. Caller, you on the air with Miss P and Miss C? Who's calling and where you
from?
What's
going on? My name is Damo. I'm calling from New Row. I'm calling to support of Patty Hearst.
Yes, thank you so much. What do you think about her music?
Listen, she is the illest female out right now, and everybody needs to stop playing with her.
Oh,
Nicki
right.
ain't nothing compared to her. Nothing.
Right.
I'm speechless.
About that.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. I think she's awesome as well. But we have to keep in mind as individuals that there is going to be people that are not going to like it. But we're not going to worry about people that don't like it. We want to focus on you just pursuing her goals and not worrying about what everybody else is saying.
Well, if you think about it, Fab said this. This is what Fab said. Fab said if hating was a crime, you should do life in prison. Now, what I need also... What Cat Williams said is he's 35. He wants 35 more haters by December. You feel me? So that's what all we waiting for is waiting to see 35 haters on Patty Hearst so that we can keep her name going. The more you hate,
absolutely.
The more her name's going to get out there.
Absolutely.
You know what I think the problem is? I don't mean to intrude, but as females too, trying to be in the industry, it's a lot of jealousy because some women tend to be real jealous. So as you see, like with Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj and all of that whole jealousy thing, how could you be serious as a woman and then knock another woman for doing their thing?
Exactly.
Come on,
like,
this is why the women don't prosper in that game, because they're trying to knock each other out.
Word. But here's the thing about that. It's how you say that you're not talking nonsense about her, but for the last 2 years, you've been talking mess about her. And it's all over YouTube. It's been all over the air. But you're sitting there talking about that you're trying to empower young females. How are you calling young females Barbies? Tell me how in the world are you trying to upbring these young women today who are following inspiring women, but you're not doing nothing for them by calling them Barbies.
Absolutely.
You know what I think that is? I think it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor that she's portraying. Just, it's kind of saying, hey, this is what the world wants a black woman to be, so this is what I'm being, a Barbie, and let's see if you accept me. I think a lot of artists, what they do is they try to play with people's minds and see where mm-hmm. that takes them. So it's kind of like Kanye West, I love him. You're right.
It's true. At the same time.
Absolutely,
so
I agree with that.
Are you an artist yourself? No, I'm a cameraman. I'm sorry, you're a cameraman? Yes, I'm a cameraman. Okay, so cameraman, are you on Facebook? I'm working on a video right now.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Yes, I am.
Under what?
All you got to do is look up Damian Anderson.
Damian Anderson. Okay,
yes.
Damian, that's not a problem. Yes, we appreciate your call tonight.
Oh, okay.
We appreciate your support that you have for a woman because it's rare that you have a man that's going to go hard
mm-hmm.
for a woman. So I do appreciate you on so many levels
for
that.
Like 2 years.
Right, exactly. And I appreciate that. And, you know, and it's nothing but love over here from the N2 show to you, Mr.
Damian
Anderson, for all the love that you are putting out there in the energy for women. Thank you so much for being you. And thank you so much for calling in. You have a good night,
Damian.
Thank you.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Miss C.
Wow,
so, you know, that was Miss Patty Hearst.
Yes.
Yes, and her people's repping her, which is always what's up.
Exactly. I love it. I love the debating. I wish we had more time to really debate, but I'm just glad people listening and voicing their opinion.
Absolutely, because, I mean, I already see the potential in Patty. When I met her, you know, it was just like on the whim again. But at the same time, it was just like I saw something in her. I felt the energy in her. And I'm good at really, you know, feeling energy with people and know who's good in my life and who's going to be a piece of crap
rotten
in my life. You know what I'm saying? I think we all have that sense of who's going to be good. So another shout-out to Patty Hearst, a shout-out to
Patty
Lawrence. And, you know, we just want you to know, Patty, that, you know, you keep doing what you're doing because the Intune Show, Miss C, Miss P, and For Better is behind you 100%. So on that note, you know, we wanted to also get into the zodiac sign thing because that was also a huge topic this week with everybody. Miss C, you want to go ahead and start getting into that?
Yes, I did my research behind this. Basically, what the zodiac holds thing is about is basically science versus astrology, because you have a professor called Parky Kunkel, I believe, and he's from Minnesota, the Minnesota Planetarium Society. I Googled it up, and I found out he basically was explaining how he said the earth is like a spinning top. You know, we spin, that's how we have gravity and so on. And he says during the years, the axis, it changes. So as the earth is spinning, it's not going to spin in one place. It moves. So 5,000 years later, it means that the stars are no longer aligned to where they were 5,000 years before. So actually, this is why the whole theory with the horoscopes changing, this is what it is. It's basically science getting involved saying, hey, you guys are wrong about these dates. And also, they never told us about the Orphan zodiac sign, which is spelled O-P-H-I-C-U-L-S, and it's pronounced as Orpheus. And Orpheus is basically for the month of November 29th to, I believe, November 29th to December 17th. So this is a new sign that people don't even know about, but it's been in our zodiac sign in the whole chart forever. It just wasn't ever brought to us as, you know, in the newspaper or in the magazines as it being validated as a sign.
Absolutely.
So that's what it basically is. It's just saying that we never stay still. You know, the earth is always spinning, and it can never be, you know, 5,000 years from now to then, the world will be on like the north side of the whole solar system, so it moves the whole, you know, the whole axis of everything. Like everything changes, and this is what the scientists are saying. So of course, anything with philosophy and
that kind of stuff, scientists get involved, and they have to prove a scientific method of showing the others, you know, oh, you're wrong. So that's what this basically is.
Right.
Now everybody's
so,
mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you know what? At the same time, if we sat there and paid attention to everything science had to say, we wouldn't even coexist. You know, so
and
as far as
that.
I'm concerned, I'm still an Aries to my heart. Okay. And that's not going to change. But, you know, the show is coming down to end real quick, but I just wanted to give out some shout-outs again.
Yes.
I wanted to give a shout-out. January 22nd, 7 to 11:30, there's a party at Terrytown Music Hall on 13 Main Street, Terrytown, New York. You can hit up Sean Gillis on Facebook. It's spelled S-H-A-W-N-G-I-L-L-I-S. It's going to be a live concert hosted by Justin Combs, P. Diddy's son. It's going to be a special DJ, Power 105.1, Dr. Seuss one. And it's going to be, for and tickets, it's $25 a ticket, book in advance, I'm going. We all going to, you know, show our support and stuff like that. You can go to www.terrytownmusichall.org and, you know, just get your tickets there. I also wanted to give a shout-out to one of my favorite people, Will Taylor. He's at Subfunk Productions. It's SubFunkProductions. He's on MySpace. He is a great commercial. He has a great commercial studio that the Better team works with him sometimes. He's a recording engineer. He's a producer. He's a DJ. He offers package deals. And his quote that I think is so cute, if you got funk, you got style. So, again, that's Will Taylor, and that's at Subfunk Productions. So that's SubFunkProductions. Okay? I also wanted to reiterate again that, you know, every show that's broadcasting, you guys can call in to vent about anything that you want to vent about. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's done in a respectful way. For those people that, you know, want to set up interviews with the Intune Show, then please go to our Facebook page, the Intune Show. You can leave a message for us, or you can hit Miss C up on Facebook or me on Facebook, or you can go to Intune, that's intuned.webs.com, log in, become a member. We're trying to build a network here of people to socialize with each other in a positive way. So basically, when we're asking you to join the site, we're asking people that's on the same level to come together to uplift and empower each other. We also want to give a shout out again. Hello? Next week, Tuesday, we're going to have on Kevin Dosia at 6:15. He's also an R&B singer that's, you know, coming up in the world. So, Miss C, is there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I think you summed it up beautifully. I just, the same thing. Shout out to the FB family. You guys are basically our interest. You know, you guys are showing us love. I love it. I just want more people to get in tune with what we're doing and just call, you know, voice your opinion. That's what it's about. So we're showing love. We're trying to promote, you know, every new singer, artist, whatever. We're just showing love. We're trying to help you, and that's what it's all about. So we just love everybody.
Exactly. We also have our call-in number, which you guys have, but we also have our regular phone line, which is 866, excuse me, not 866. Oh, my God. I'm all over the place right now. It's 877-327-5093, and it's extension 7 for the Intune Show. You can leave us a message, and we can get back to you, or you can press option 4 and get Miss C, or you can press option 1 and get me. So that's another number, another outlet that you guys have to reach the show to express yourself, to let us know, you know, if you want to set something up or whatever the case may be. You know, we're trying to give all sources to reach us. We're also on YouTube as the Intune Show, so subscribe to us because we're going to have live footage of different things. We're going to also just try to make it as fun as possible and interesting and entertaining and loving and uplifting as possible, but we need you guys to support us. We need your support in everything that we do because, again, this is our show, meaning all of our show. We have to start coming together because if we're not going to be there to uplift each other on a daily basis, then where the hell will we be tomorrow? Let's think about that. Missy, is there anything else you want to say?
No, I just think everything, you know, we had a great show. I'm glad everyone called, and Miss Patty Hearst, big up to her again. And, you know, it was great. I'm glad, Mr. Lawrence, I will be listening to you at 9 o'clock. I'm going to call and find you out. But I'm glad we have supporters calling and showing us love. And everything, basically, it was what it was. Miss P, you summed it up. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say now. I have nothing to say. You know, next time we have to get some music. Maybe we should start, playing.
Absolutely, some music. We're going to have it all. We just starting, though. So we're just asking you to bear with us. But just know that in the future, that if you're not down for the movement now, trust me, by the time it's all said and done, me and Miss C, for better music and LBS, we're not holding nothing back. When we say no holds barred this year, this is really what we mean. From this day forward, we're just trying to do great things, and we're just trying to do great things with great people. So on that note, we just want to, thank our supporters again. You know, it's not about this. What we're doing here is not about us, just us. It's about us. We are family, meaning everyone is a sister, a brother, a cousin, something to us. Every one of you guys that listen in, every one of you guys that call and support, even the ones that don't, we have nothing but love for you, baby, nothing but love, okay? Now, we can sit around and support negative stuff and gossip and do all those things that people enjoy doing as a form of entertainment. How come we can't get together on a positive note and take the talented things that we have within us and incorporate that in building up our community and building up our self-esteem and building up ourselves and bettering and paving the path for our children and our grandchildren and so on and so forth. We're here to make a difference, and that's what's going to happen. So like us or hate us, love us or don't like us, we just here, and we're going to do what we got to do. So, again, we thank you. We look forward to everybody tuning in on Tuesday at 6 p.m. sharp. You don't want to miss it. We have Kevin Doshier calling in. He's an R&B singer that's coming out. We have some fun things that we're putting together. Again, we appreciate you guys, and we just look forward to what's to come for all of us. So you guys have a good night, and you guys stay in tune. Miss C, no one better than you, baby.
Thank you. You too, Miss P. I love you. And you know what? I think we have a solution for guy callers. I'm going to start saying, how about those Knicks? And I bet you the lines will light up. Okay, we got to get some guys. So how about those Knicks for next week?
How about those Knicks for next week? Absolutely.
Exactly.
And if you guys have any show topics and stuff like that and you refuse to join our site right now, we understand. You can just go to our page and just leave your comments for show suggestions and stuff like that on our page. Or you can go to Miss C page again or my page and just, put it in there or shoot us a message from Facebook. We're always on there 24/7. Okay, so you guys have a good night. We have nothing but love for your babies. And we look forward to talking to you guys on Tuesday. And again, real quick, let's support Freddie Lawrence's show.
Yes,
Let's look him up and let's just support his show. His show comes on at 9 o'clock tonight. I'm definitely going to be an advocate for him tonight. I'm tuning in. So definitely.
Freddie, get ready, Freddie.
Get ready, Freddie, because the hot girls are coming, baby. We're coming.
Yes,
we're coming,
Freddie.
With vengeance.
It's going to be the Elm Street all over again, Freddie. One dark, helly night on Freddie Lawrence. Let me stop. I'm sorry. Freddie, we love you, Freddie. It was a joke.
Okay, exactly. So I just wanted to end the show, too, because from now on when we end the show, we either going to end the show with a quote or with a question. So you guys can think about this question, and then when we are live again, you can call in with your response to these questions. So my question is for tonight is, what inspires you? What inspires you? Give us a call in and let us know what inspires you, okay? So we're looking forward to hearing from you guys. We're looking forward to it. Again, it's Miss P.
And Miss C.
And this is an In-Tune show. And thank you guys for tuning in. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, safe, no drinking, driving, safe, guys, okay?
Okay, Miss C, signing off. Mwah! Mwah!